And as always, it's Wednesday. When is Wednesday? And it's Wednesday today again. And you are listening to Oliver here on 1-2 Radio. We're trying something new today. We just sat here and talked about it because I have all my peeps in the background, all my angels. Jay's one of them. He makes sure that we sound good on the air. Well, it is a Mercury retrograde still, so we never know what can happen, right? But I'm trying a little. It's a little new, you know, because not that I forgot about my intro music, but just because we were just talking about it, as I just said. People, you know, they just trickle in, you know, like 10 minutes after or 5 minutes after on top of the hour, you know, because they have to, I mean, of course, it's been sitting listening to Wonderful Ginger for an hour, but, you know, sometimes nature calls and you also have to get a cup of coffee and a cup of tea and all that good stuff. So not that it's not important what I'm talking about right now, because it certainly is important. It's just that, you know, if you felt like you were missing out on the guest, you don't have to miss out on the guest anymore. So there you go. I do want to tell you that it is a live show tonight, so anything can happen and probably will happen, because even though we plan for these shows and they're all like written down to almost a minute sometimes, it just tends to take a life of its own, you know, it just goes, wait, I didn't know it was that alive. I know it's live, but I didn't know it was that alive. So where we are at right now is that we are actually going to do readings tonight, Ginger and I, when I bring her on. And by the way, Jay, do you know that Ginger's... How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. It's a wild ride, the end of this 2024, but, you know, I've got my surfboard out.
You got to catch that Zen wave.
I'm working on it. I'm definitely working on it. Work in progress,
Malibu,
over here.
Malibu Beach. Malibu Beach. Just stay away from the great white shark, right? So,
yes, and right now, and a fire. There's a fire going on over there, but they're working diligently to get it out.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I heard there was one going on. Yes, I did actually. Well, yeah, in Toronto, where I am at the moment, is cold and dreary and gray, and it certainly does not reflect the evening tonight and the show we're going to have tonight. It does not reflect that. So, but I would like to talk a little bit about Ginger. Okay, Jay, so you could be with me here.
Ginger's awesome.
Ginger is awesome, yeah. And I know that we both talked about being a little bit under the weather, or not really under the weather. We don't even know if we're flying in between the weather, or we're sort of like breaking the weather, or breaking whatever. You're fighting a sinus or something to that degree, sinus infection or whatever.
I find that, I don't know about you, but whenever there's a huge swing in temperature changes, and down, whichever direction, but just that there's big changes, it really is taxing on my sinuses. And we've really had, we're up in the 80s one day it's in the 60s, then we're in the 70s. I mean, we're just kind of all over the place, and I think my body just wants to know what season we're in.
Well, you know what? I can relate, because I often say here in Toronto, because it's the same thing. Not so much when I was in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. That's pretty much just hot. But here in Toronto, one day it's like in the 60s, 70s, and the next day it's below 30. And I'm like, oh, can you just make up your mind? Really?
Seriously.
I mean, seriously, yeah. So now that we're talking about Ginger, we're not going to talk about the person Ginger. We're going to talk about Ginger. Ginger.
Oh, you know, Ginger. The root.
The root, yeah.
I love it.
It just hit me. Well, it didn't hurt, but it just hit me as we were talking about being a little bit under the weather. Maybe we should get some ginger.
That works amazing. You're reminding me of one of my favorite things to create in the wintertime, and that's just like a ginger water, where I dice up about a handful of ginger, throw it in a pot of water, let it simmer for about 25 to 30 minutes, and then you just drink on it, and you can add honey or not, and it's just super really good for helping to calm the tummy if you have any tummy issues, but it's really good for the immune system, like you said.
I know it is. Did you say you put manuka honey in it, or just honey?
Honey. You can put honey in it, or you don't have to, but
okay.
But yeah, the manuka honey would be a great one to put in there.
So I have a little before we hit the intro music and I bring Ginger on. I have something. Okay, it may be actually too much information, but I think people are kind of used to me by now. So Manuka honey is incredible for its healing modalities in a sense. So you know how people sometimes suffer from those little sores that comes on the lip, those little nasty buggers, and that's pretty much more or less the whole population. I did not know this because I was going to go to my doctor and get one of those little, ointment. I love that word, ointment, oint. And I just didn't have a prescription. I didn't go there. So I went online and said, is there something like it that I can take it? Manuka honey.
It's got
I put Manuka,
it does have a special,
I swear it was gone within 3 days, where normally I can go 10 days, right?
How
But now
much,
that I,
how
yeah,
did
go
you
ahead.
take it?
How I took it?
Like how often were you taking it?
Oh, how often? Because usually, the way I take honey is no,
Did you
kidding.
slather it on, or
Yeah,
did you
slapped it in my face, and all over, and I was so sticky and uggy, and couldn't understand why all these bears were suddenly in Toronto, and was
Why all of a
like, could you
sudden you
just
had
go
all
back
these
up north?
guys chasing after you?
What? Oh God, no, not those bears. That could have been fun, though. It could have been fun. No, I found that, with that kind of honey, you attract twinks instead. The ooh,
Oh.
a sweet honey daddy.
Yeah, you can be the little sugar daddy.
That's sort of what I thought I was. Anywho, it really works. So you take a bit, not a lot, because it's sticky and well, obviously it's honey, but it also tastes very good. But yeah, so that's another thing. Don't let.
Well, definitely use one spoon at a time, one clean spoon at a time, so you don't want to reintroduce any germs into
How did we get here? I told you this
the
is what happened. How did we get here? Guys, if you want to join us in the chat room, you can go to 12radio.com, and there up in the left-hand corner there's a button that says chat. Click that and it'll take you to our chat room, which is over at Facebook, and you can join us and chat with us over there, and you can ask your questions and readings, because what's coming up tonight is of course the beautiful Ginger. And we are going to do first, I would like to get to know her really well. And we don't have that much time, so I don't know how well I can get to know her. But we will do readings. We're also going to do a little bit of a world event reading. I don't know if Ginger is still up for that, but I think she is. And then it's your turn that you can ask questions, and we'll take it all the way out. And I think at one point, too, you'll also hear from our friends over at Cosmic Renewal. So let's cue some intro music, Jay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to All Over Here. I feel like it's Groundhog's Day here now, but welcome to All Over Here on 12 Radio. And I'm so happy you can join me. This is December 11th, and it is 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Not that you need to know the time. I always say it every single week I come on here, like you don't know, because otherwise, but because you do know, you're here. Anyway, we have yakked enough, and as always, the show already took totally different turn than I expected. We were talking about Manuka honey. Okay. I would like to bring on my beautiful guest today. So I, as you may remember, my radio show was on Thursdays right after the beautiful Erin. And then I don't know, you gotta shake it up once in a while, right? So so this time slot became open, so I decided to come over here, and I planted myself right between Ginger and Raven. Not a bad place to be, I gotta tell you. They're two very wonderful girls. But Ginger and I, we kind of went back and forth, and Ginger was so gracious here not so long ago, asked me if I wanted to come on her show, and that was just such a fun experience that we'll always talk about. We gotta do this again. So I decided we will do it again. I had some other things in mind that I was going to do instead of what we're doing today with Ginger on the air. But before I can get all that together, we'll all be 98, and I don't know, even know if One Two Radio would exist. I would hope so. That would actually be nice. But I don't know if it would exist, or it would be some different form of radio. So that's how I sort of got to know Ginger, and since then, kind of kept in touch a little bit, and I follow, of course, her shows, which are always full of great info. But to that degree, I have to get to know her a little better. So, and the best way to do that, which is why I've invited her on, is to invite her on. Ginger, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Oliver. I'm so excited to be on your show. Hello, everybody.
It only took you
It's
half the show to get on.
the wait.
I didn't quite expect it to take that turn that it took that turn, but it took that turn because that's just what it does. I am excited to have you on, and you are willing to play, and we do a little bit of world event reading, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll definitely do that at one point, see what's going on, and we're also gonna do readings for the different listeners that are out there. And again, listeners, I am so happy that you're here. As I always say, it means a lot to me that you decide to tune in every Wednesday to listen to these shows. Well, I'm grateful for me, but I'm certainly also grateful that you give One Two Radio a platform, so we can still go on with the shows that we are making, that we are producing here. Well, I'm not producing, Jay is. But Ginger, tell me a little bit about yourself. There, I am sort of. I'm always curious when I talked to a fellow One Two advisor, and I'm not quite certain their background. I almost spoke Danish to you there.
I loved it.
What I want to say is that how did you sort of end up in this world, not the One Two world, but the whole intuitive psychic world? I don't know what I don't even know which you prefer. I mean, it seems to be sort of an open
Either
debate.
is totally
Either.
fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's pretty much been with me as long as I can remember. I've talked to angels and guides and knew like when loved ones were going to pass, when others didn't, commune like on the other side with loved ones. So like I've it's been pretty much as long as I can remember. And then so like I went into like the traditional field because I have that Capricorn moon of Venus, so like just traditional to the third
Okay.
house, yeah. And I went into counseling, and I was actually a children's therapist for like 10 years and did like
Oh my
traditional
God.
counseling, yeah. But and I would have like these other insights, visions, because I'm also clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. You can't really use that in traditional therapy, wouldn't really work. yeah, and yeah, but
Maybe
it
we all should. Sorry.
yeah. And I took like this therapy that I learned there, like the professional training, paired that with like my and like intuitive gifts and like what I pretty much had all my life, and use that to like a deeper level of like healing for people, because I'm also a Reiki master, aromatherapist, certified angel card reader, certified tarot reader. So we just kind of put all that together in like a little hodgepodge of things, and I love it because I can get to a deeper level. Like I love to do like past lives, mediumship, channeling things for people. So it's kind of like works as a good little mixture, and I can really get to the root of the problem where I couldn't so much in traditional counseling.
I'm totally fascinated, I gotta tell you. So,
Okay.
when we see your profile picture with a hat on, that's actually true. You are wearing a lot of hats.
Absolutely. I should just stack them. I have about five or six.
I used to wear a lot of hats too, not anymore. But I just said, so where my curiosity is also, speaking a little bit, is do you have any kind of formal, well, besides this, the children's psychology, but with the intuitive stuff and Reiki and being a clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient, and clairsmelliant, as I sometimes say, you can smell things. Have you had any kind of formal training, or was that? See, I don't know. You can tell me if you agree with me on this one or not. I tend not to call it a gift, and sometimes when people they look at me and they say, you know, how long have you known you had this gift? I'm like, I tend not to call it a gift because I really truly in my heart believe that it's a sense, and it's called a sixth sense for a reason. So it's something we all have, but like anything in life, we need to be interested in actually developing it. And for some people, it just comes easier, and for other people, they have to work a little harder at it, and for another group of people, they don't even care. So, and it's all good. So, what about you?
Of course, I have these senses. I have the professional training, but I also am a certified angel card reader, certified tarot reader, certified aromatherapist, certified Reiki master, certified dream interpretation. I'm certified in that. So a little bit of everything, Oliver. Back to
Jeez.
that little salad of things.
That's not just five hats. That's a lot of hats.
Well, I have South Node in Gemini. I like to learn.
Okay. Well, you definitely have more hats than the cast on Dynasty, I can tell you that. That's fantastic. So I have taken courses too, you know, and I always get a diploma or I get certified or something like that. I can tell you, those certifications always disappear from me. I can't even put them on the wall. I wouldn't even know where to begin to look for them.
No, me either. Absolutely
So
not. Yeah.
I can go on and say I'm certified in this and I'm certified in that, but you know, at the end of the day, you know, I'm just has to I have to sort of just rest in me and say, listen, you know, I do. It's not like I just came in from the cold and said, oh
Right.
yeah, let me read you. So but I mean, so you said that when you were younger, you could feel you sort of could sense when people were going to pass over. So which brings me to another question. So are you also a medium? Do you have a certification in mediumship, or did you just say that? I got lost in all the hats.
I do. I'm reluctant with mediumship. It's something I was reluctant for years, and it's interesting. My grandfather, who was a role model, he was also a Capricorn. He passed on my 10th birthday, and that's when it really all kicked
Oh,
in. And
God.
then I started. Well, I mean, it was there was a gift in it because he's definitely one of my strongest guides. But it was then that I started writing as well, and I also write books. Like I'm not doing enough already with that Capricorn energy. But that brought about the love for writing as well, and then really just kind of accelerated all the gifts because I had all this pain because he was so central in my life, even though he was there for a short amount of time. That gave me channels to put it in a healthy way. So it kind of just skyrocketed all of it when he passed.
Well, they say that often a trauma is what brings on these abilities much more stronger than if you don't have a trauma like that. I just think that my mom, she dropped me on the floor when I was born, you know, so I right on my head, I think that's my trauma. So that's where I got into it, you know. But Ginger, so when you work with people, because this is something I'm often being asked, and you know, so and now that I got you here, I want to know what is your experience with people? Because I always say that now I'm sort of stepping over the line here, and maybe a little bit into your other profession as a children's psychologist. Because I often say that if you have to be in therapy for the rest of your life, you know, then the therapist is doing something wrong. That's just my opinion,
No, I
but
agree. I agree. Absolutely.
yeah, and that's not to take away anything from anybody at all. But what I want to ask you is, so what are some of your experiences with the other part, the other gifts? Now we are calling them gifts, apparently. I should just say, what about the other hats that they just wear? What's happening there, and what do you sense in seeing people when you're working with them in that realm, so to speak?
Really like a culmination of things, but it's really interesting just to see, like, especially like with kids that were diagnosed like with autism or Asperger's or something like that, and they're like severe, their communication is supposed to be limited, or like ADHD or whatever. That's pretty common, which is attention and deficit hyperactivity disorder. But it's really amazing to see the creative gifts, or we'll call them gifts, people, and like quiet music, singing, acting. Like it's so prevalent, and I don't think, at least here in a lot of American schools, that the arts are celebrated or revered as much as they should. Because like a lot of times funding will get pushed aside for other things like math, reading. I know that's important, but like those creative things, like writing, reading, I mean, writing or art or music or drama or whatever, those kids have so many gifts in those that are unnoticed, unfortunately, under many circumstances.
No, I agree with you completely. And well, as you see, some of the most successful people they don't even have a university degree, or they haven't even gone to school sometimes. And
Absolutely.
they just, because the way I look at it sometimes, because I didn't work as a children's psychologist, because that's not my background, not my education. But I did work, this is going to sound funny, I did work with old people as a caretaker, where I went to their homes and changed their diapers and clean for them. And then when that job was over, because it was on a contract, I ended up working in a kindergarten where I took care of the really young ones that I had to change diapers. And then, not kidding, seriously. And then I also worked with the little older kids, like from 6 to 8 years old, and that age group. And they were. It wasn't as prevalent back then with the whole ADHD and how it is now. It wasn't as pronounced, but it was there. Of course, it was there. But one observation that I did that you just talked about was I saw the creativity come out, and they were so smart and incredibly creative. It was almost like they have come to this planet and they downloaded something onto their inner hard drive, so much information and so much knowledge and wisdom, that putting them in a classroom where they have to sit still and listen to a teacher tell them something that, well, they already know that. Now
Absolutely.
they just need to go out and be creative instead, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And where I was like, could you imagine if we just take these kids and say, well, what do you love to do? And you look at them and go, I really love to play the guitar. Then that's where you should go. No, or I love to draw, go that way, you know? Or if you like math, do math.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Yeah, it's really an untapped resource for a lot of those kids. There's so much creativity, so much.
So you're not so so what you're doing right now, you're not working as a child psychologist now.
No. I did that for 10 years, but I loved it. I did, but it's never boring. Kids are so honest. So I
Oh
love
yes.
that.
I don't know if you have the saying here in English as we do in Denmark or in Danish. We say you always have to hear the truth from children and drunk people.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I don't know about drunk people, but I mean that's called liquid courage, right? So
Right.
yeah. So what So are there other modalities, now that you are playing with all those hats, and it's so funny because I'm actually sitting here looking at the banners we did and with your hat. So keep being reminded about your hat. Tell me, are there any other modalities that you would like to dive into? Anything that you haven't quite touched yet? You know, maybe something alien or something like that.
It really all interests me, Oliver. Really, I love astrology, dream interpretations, past lives, multi dimensions, aliens, all of it. I can talk about any of, I love it, any of it. They all interest me, except for math.
That is that is not really that is not my that is not my forte either, math.
No math.
Only because that it seems to exist. You know what? And the funny part, well, if I have to be honest, numbers are really interesting because they do have a language of on their own, right? This sacred geometry, you know. I it's just that, you know, for some reason, you know, my mind doesn't work in a linear way. And I think that might actually come with the territory of the work that we do. It's not that it's all over the place. No, some might disagree. But I always try to allow myself to sort of get into a space where I try to, well, sometimes I succeed at it, but other times I don't. But I always try to, even if I go on a tangent, you know, and I spin things out of the way, I always try to go back to the original question and say, there is a silver lining in this, you know. And then people, they can get off the bus because, oh God, he's never going to get to the destination. Well, might as well get off and get the next bus, you know. So now that you are like, so the two things that I'm curious about to know, before we start predicting what a wonderful world we're all going to live in. And I'm not saying that in a joking way at all, because that's just some of the things that I've seen from my when I've been in trance and meditation. But the book you're writing, can you shed some light on that? Is that something you'd like, or is it too early to talk about?
No, absolutely. I have a book series. It's kind of like small town fiction, kind of like Nicholas Sparks, kind of like that. It's a trilogy. I have Butterfly Secrets, Butterfly Dreams. It's the third book. I mean, the second book, and then one that I'm working on now, the ending of the trilogy, is Butterfly Free, and I'm hoping to have that out 2025, probably spring or summer. And then also working on children's books, you know, always many hats, Oliver. Yeah, a lot of things interest me, or maybe I got a small attention span, I
I well yeah well you know I think that in itself is a gift to us, the rest of us, that you do, because you have so much knowledge to share and there's so much you want to put out there, which I sort of got a hit on you. I mean, it's so funny with the language, right? Because it's just, I always go, why do you say that? It's like the whole thing, well, you can't whistle and have flour. What is that? You can't eat and have your cake at the same time. I'm like, watch me, watch me. Though these days it's more Häagen-Dazs ice cream, but that's a different story. I can have it all and at the same time. So anywho, so this little hit that I got on you as and something that just came to me is that I feel you're gonna develop courses that you're gonna like, actually your own take on things with everything that you know.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. Thank you, Oliver. That sounds interesting. I would love it. Love it.
That's what came up for me, and I think that. That actually might be some. Do you mind that I do this? By the way, I usually
No, I
always
love
ask for.
it.
I
No, I'm
usually ask
totally
for
open.
permission. I usually ask for permission. You know, I'm not Teresa the medium from Long Island who just goes up to people and say, "I see a young man died right there." You know, oh my God, that was fun. Whatever. I don't do that. I usually ask for permission. I remember years ago, I'm gonna finish. See, this is what I'm talking about, my brain, right? Because now I'm on something that is something different, but I will not forget the part that I need to share with you. But because years ago, I had a reading with Colette Baron-Reid here in
Oh, wow.
Toronto.
I love
I
that.
went, I went to her home, and well, not that she invited me to her home. I mean, that was just where she worked out of her office in the in her home. You know, it makes it sound like, yeah. And then I was invited over to Colette Baron-Reid's home. You know, we put on some good music and we took a little dance and talked about good old times. No, there was actually business, but she was one of the first person to tell people to tell me. You know, when she does readings, she always asks for permission. Basically, that's what she said. She said because what it is, you sort of allow yourself to step in to other people's psychic field in a sense, or intuitive field, or their energy field, in order to get information. And for some reason, it's almost like walking into a dressing room, a sports dressing room where everybody's naked and about to take a shower, you know. You go, "Hi, I would just like to know, anybody here who knows about them those bouquets, you know?" It's just not right, you know. So she taught me something there that I asked permission, which is also sometimes a tricky one, especially, I don't know if you have this experience, when people, they call you up, because I mean, for me anyway, most of the questions I get when people, they call me up and want to listen, is usually relationships. They want a man's perspective. I'm like, "Are you sure?" Okay. But it can be tricky to read another person through the filters of the person who are asking the question, because first of all, you have to bypass a lot of things to get to that person. But if they're not interested in being read, you can't get there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is something that I because sometimes I and said sometimes they're just so open, you know, because they don't even care, that you could walk straight in more or less and give a pretty good indication of who they are. But for the most part, they're being read through this person that you're talking to. So you have to filter through their opinion and their thoughts about this specific person that they're talking about, want to know about, right? So I think that's something just for clients, you know, if they can have that, just have that in mind if you do want to hear about your relationships and where they're going, et cetera.
Right,
Yeah.
absolutely.
Yeah. And it's not that it can't be done, it's just that, you know, it can be tricky. So I don't know if you've had that experience.
No, I have. And then, to elaborate on that, I don't know, like if you've had this too, but like if you're reading for someone that they want you to look at the same, because they may not be open to it, but too, like if there's addiction or like drug issues, substance abuse, or alcoholism, for me personally, it's harder to tap into because it's kind of fuzzy. I don't know, like if you ever had that too, but I would definitely say that I can relate and then take it even on to that as well.
Absolutely. And I usually explain to them it's like a radio, like one of those good old radio blasters, you know, where you actually have to tune into the radio station and you can't quite find the signal
Yeah.
because the antenna is not working and you ran out of aluminium foil. So it's one of those things, you know, you can't quite get a clear signal. So I've seen that. But then I also try sometimes to explain to them addiction can be many, many things. It doesn't have to be the big ones that we just talked about. Addiction can be so much, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't want to forget what it is that I'm going to tell you about your teaching, and maybe putting together your courses, because I feel maybe that'll be, so that's why we got into the whole talk about asking permission, right? But I have a feeling you might actually start in 2025 putting this together, because I feel around February, March, something's going to catapult you in that direction, and not in a scary way. Just it's almost like it's almost like I see you walking like on the street, sort of like lost or in your own thoughts, and or you're out hiking or whatever. I don't know if you like to hike, but no, it's definitely, you're walking on a street and then suddenly you're just going, "Okay, what is it not?" Like it's almost like you ask yourself, "What am I supposed to do next with all this?" And then it hits you, you know, that I should develop a course.
I love that, Oliver. I do. And I'm lost in my thoughts a lot because I'm a Pisces sun and Mercury. So that happens a lot. I
Okay,
love
that would make sense. That would make
it.
sense. Do you realize how many Pisces I'm dealing with lately? A lot.
That goes
A
back to
lot.
those gifts, Oliver, the gifts of the Pisces coming into your life. That's a gift to you, Oliver.
Well, I guess it is. Well, the sad little thing was still our little Pisces Ben, our four-legged schnauzer. He was yeah, he almost turned. He was going to be 17 on March 15th,
Oh,
but
so sorry.
his little body couldn't anymore. It and 17 for a schnauzer, a miniature schnauzer. That's pretty fantastic. And
Oh, yeah.
he loved life up
Oh.
until the last 2 weeks before we had to put him down.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, it was one of the most beautiful things that I experienced. which was also sad. Of course, it was sad, and I was crying. But I remember my own dog years ago in 2008 when I had to put her down. I was a blubbering mess. I cried so loud at the vet that I think I scared them all away outside in the waiting room. I didn't care. Because and also if I found out the vet, he was not, the way he did it was not, I think he forgot his manners at home. But this time with Ben, it was beautiful because first he got the injection where he fell asleep, and the vet was just so nice. I mean, he explained everything and what was gonna happen next. And he was even whispering. I was like, "Why are you whispering? The dog is deaf." But he was whispering, and then he came in, and now I'm gonna give you the injection, the injection where the heart's gonna stop. But he's all out, it should be fine. Okay. And then it gave him, and then he listened, yeah, it the heart has stopped. And he was so compassionate. I was like, oh my God, it was so beautiful. And then the room where they did it in, okay, it was a fake fireplace, but there was a fireplace. All right.
I love that.
I love everything you got going on, and I am so excited you're on here. We are still doing, by the way, for everyone who's listening, Ginger and I, we are doing readings, so you're more than welcome to write your questions in the chat room. Course you are, and that's probably the best. You can call in, but God knows, I don't even know what the number is.
I don't either, sadly.
967-1111. 967-1111. That's a standing joke here in Toronto because it's a pizza place. They used to have a commercial years ago. Call 967-1111. So if you go out at night, you know, and you're about to be picked up by somebody you don't want to be picked up by, you give them that number. Go. So you can ask your questions in the chat room, but Ginger and I, we're going to take on our world event hat right now. We're going to put on my hat here now is sculpted like a globe. It looks very pretty. And I, because you're the guest, I let you go first, and then I piggyback.
Okay, that cut out on me, Oliver. Can you please repeat it? I'm so sorry, it cut out.
Yeah, I know you disappeared there for a moment. All I'm
I'm
saying is that
so sorry.
I was just being silly, you know, because I am being silly. No, the hat that I'm wearing now right now is in the shape of a globe, you know. So, but I was gonna let you start because you're the guest and see what you're picking up on.
Okay, so of any
And
messages, yeah.
yeah.
It's interesting because like I see like the globe like you do, and I see like hands together that would represent like community. You know, we have Pluto and Aquarius, but like one of the things with Aquarian energy is community, especially like your local community, friendships, things like that. So I do see like hands joined around that globe.
Yeah, absolutely. Isn't that funny? Because this is part of what I have been sensing too. I mean, because what I have seen is that we're moving away from living in a fear-based society. We still have a little way to go, where we're still, you know, lingering that aftermath of well, actually, the year in Pisces, and then we're getting out of Capricorn with Pluto and Capricorn, where it was all about power and doing things the more hard way, where we're now moving into the more intellectual way of doing things, you know, and the age of Aquarius, obviously, right? Which I really believe is sort of because I sense a huge shift. But I think that so I usually what I'm getting is that, and this is sort of a message I'm getting from my guides here, is that for people out there to allow yourself to even if it looks like you're being pulled through a hurricane and a thunderstorm and a tropical storm and a twister and a tornado, they're the same, and an earthquake and all that and forest fires, you know, even though it feels like all of that is being thrown at you, stay with your meditation practices, stay calm. If you can, I know sometimes, trust me, we're all in this together, so I can freak out too. but stay there and allow yourself to more times than not believe there is good, and it's expanding and it's getting better and better.
Right. And it's interesting as you said that, like I saw an image of like, you know, the snow globes. Like
Yeah.
someone had it, but like they flipped it up and so like it's upside down. So it can feel like everything's upside down for a little bit. And then, you know, like a little bit of upheaval or like feeling like a little chaos as things are structured. 'Cause then like they flip it back and then it starts to go in motion. So like I'm seeing that, and then it looks like, you know, it's really important like to follow like things that really light up your heart, things that like you're passionate about, and like really plan that, because I do see like it, and like just kind of like you said, keep grounded, steady as you go. And I wouldn't really be surprised if there isn't like more community things, like small community things, and maybe like, or
Believe
even
that.
organic foods, like growing that, like more smaller community, if that makes sense.
Well, we're waking up to it now, right? There's a lot more focus on what we put in our faces when I talk, when we're talking food, right? But there's more with everything that we're being, like it's a lot of chemicals, et cetera, that we don't need and we don't want. But I also, and this has been said before, but I see it now clearly because I was like, I didn't see it in the past, even though I heard it from other professional psychics and intuitives, et cetera. Even I think Edgar Casey was talking about it, that the new form of healing and the new form of doctors and medicine will be earth-based and natural-based and sound healing-based.
Yeah, I do see that, like more of the community thing, like more organic growing their food, like using like herbal things or like essential oils, like Reiki, even like more like going back like to the basic I'm hearing, or going like back to the roots, like more organic, more natural things. So I do see a lot of that as well. But you know, like at first there could be a little bit of adjustment, like or feel like change or upheaval, because like, you know, I do see the snow globe turned upside down. It can feel like things are like totally off course, but then they're flipped back. So then, you know, it's just that adjustment time, acclimating to that.
Well, I mean, you gotta shake the snow globe to see something pretty, right? So it's like, that's all okay. I mean, like so that's sort of where. So basically, we're looking at it the same way, with what's going on. I was just thinking for the fun of it. I don't know if Jay, he's interested. If he's gone off and he's drinking more coffee somewhere. He's probably gone to Starbucks by now. He's like, oh yeah, I just need to be back in 10 minutes. So I was wondering if Jay was in the mood to chip in just with a word or two about world events and what he's sensing and seeing, and
That'd
then
be
we
great.
then we'll get to the listeners in the chat room, because there are people who want a reading. But if he's completely quiet, then we'll move on.
He must be getting coffee.
He's getting coffee. Organic, of course.
Of
Straight from Colombia. He's actually in Colombia right now, picking all the beans and bringing them back. Because he likes his coffee, so it has to be from that point of view. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Jay, we'll get you next time. Let me see here. So first, let's just
I'm
say hi
here.
to a
I'm
couple of
here.
people, because see, this
Hi,
is
everybody.
the privilege that I have of doing live today. Like in the good old days, I had to write it in the in well, in the good old days. I don't know what I'm not sure it was the good old days, but when I do the pre-record, you know, I am in the chat room, but obviously the show is already recorded. So yeah, Renee's here.
Hi, Renee.
Renee and Pamela Snow.
Hi, Pamela.
Terry is here.
Hi, Terry.
Jay's here, he says.
I am here.
Hi, Jay.
I'm
There he is.
I completely, and I'm confused now. Colombia
I'm
here.
on the delay. I was
He's like,
listening.
beam me up, Scotty.
I was
Tara.
listening.
Tara is here. And then there's
Okay.
Rosalie. Rosalie would like a reading. So
Hi, Rosie.
yeah, so I just would like to know, Rosalie, if there's something specific you want to ask a question about. And remember, all of you can actually ask a question if you so decide to do so. So So we'll wait a little bit and see what Rosalie she comes up with, and we can also wait and see what other people are coming up with.
So,
If
guys, I've been trying to say hi and I realized I was on mute even though I thought I was signed up. So, I'm like, what is going on? Why can't they hear me?
you were in Colombia.
I was at Starbucks. I had to get back.
Well, do you have a word or two when it comes to what's going on and like
I
that
do.
maybe
I
can offer a
feel
little
that
hope and a
there
little love?
is, I feel like there's this sort of the pull of social media, the pull of the media, politics. Like that's a big, huge stage show to get involved in and to watch. But I feel like the real main event is what's going on within ourselves, with what's going on within our lives and our communities. It's like instead of looking at what's going on the world stage, it's like what's going on the stage of our life. I feel like it's like turning the focus back on ourself, on our, not from a selfish kind of way, but from a, how can I take better care of myself so I can take better care of my family and my friends and my community? And how can we do that in the community we're in instead of like everything just kind of being sucked away into the virtual nothingness? So
I
that's, I
love
just
that.
feel like there's this a couple trains of thought or a couple ways of seeing things that are definitely a paraded across that we can join in on. But I think the main event is
Yeah.
really the uniqueness that's coming out of us or that wants to come out of us individually.
Yeah.
I love
No,
that.
I love that too. And now that you're talking about that part, I don't know if it's because Pluto left Capricorn. I'm so happy. That was really that kind of guest that you wish would have left like 16 years ago. As I keep saying, guests are how like fish that start smelling after 3 days. That was my friend who was a Gemini in Puerto Vallarta who told me that. And I was like, couldn't stop laughing. I was literally sitting, we were sitting on the beach. And people thought I was crazy because I literally broke down crying laughing. It was just so, but anyway. But the creativity is there. I have been thrown into this whirlwind of creativity. I won't stop. I can't stop. It's nonstop. It will never stop. So I
Yes.
love that. And I love that creativity because somehow it felt like it had been slumbering or been asleep for so long. And it's almost like I'm finding my footing again. So there you go. So yeah, I think you're right about some of the, you're absolutely right about what you're saying there, Jay. We're going to find ourselves and we're going to find what it is that makes our heart sing. And when we find that tune, we can better go out and connect with other people and be there for them. Yeah.
I love that. Oh, you just
Yeah, me too.
said that very beautifully.
So, and talk about beautifully, because Rosalie wants to know about her love life, whatever she needs to know at the moment. So, Ginger, ask my be my guest, be my guest.
What I see for Rosie is I do see something strong around like possibly a Cancer, a Pisces. We did talk about Pisces or Scorpio, or this is someone who just feels like, really feels like security and home to her. They could be very nurturing, just feels like very much home, but like, excuse me, they're saying it's important for her to step outside of her comfort zone, really take a risk, like maybe choose like someone that she normally wouldn't, because like I do see like the wheel of fate there. So like the universe is like, like we're asking you to jump off a cliff. You don't have a parachute, but trust us, you're gonna be okay. Try this new thing, and because like we've got you, and like it from that, if she can step outside of her comfort zone and try something like she normally wouldn't, see like a lot of you in unity there. It looks like this could be like a very emotionally fulfilling, even passionate relationship, a lot of sparks. But it's important that she moves into the now, the here and now, the present moment, and really focuses and not be distracted, but like focus on the here and now. Don't let the past stories of love get too wrapped up in that or too much in the future. Like it's important with the now, step outside of her comfort zone. Archangel Shamuel is coming to help her with that. And I also see Tiger's Eye to help with courage. So yeah.
I think that is beautiful.
Thank you.
I do like Chamuel.
Yeah, me too.
I really do. And then, of course, our tiger eyes. Yeah, the tiger eye. Well, I was told once that the quartz that I was born with, or that I came, that I wasn't born with it, you know, but the quartz I came into this life with was the rose quartz.
Ooh, nice.
By some, yeah, it was very interesting. So I filled my whole apartment with rose quartz because it's
Love
cheap, and
it.
they were in my bed. And because I lived in a small apartment, so if I had guests and they want to stay over after a late night, they would have to sleep next to me. They always jump into bed and scream when they landed because they landed on rocks. That's life. But Rosalie, what I wanna talk to, what I wanna say, and little just to build upon what it is that that Ginger was talking about, I feel that there's some healing here that needs to be done also right now with something that I has maybe have had with the past of a past relationship that I sense disappointment about something that should probably have ended a lot sooner. And it actually did, but because we are who we are and we like to give people the benefit of the doubt, I sense maybe you have been involved with an earth sign or somebody with earth sign qualities, Capricorn, Virgo, or Taurus. Because it's almost like there's a very slow moving energy, not that those that would be Gemini. He's a Taurus. I'm a Capricorn. We're so slow. We're so slow. That's why it took him so long to get back from Starbucks and die. All over the place, but the interesting thing is that I sensed that, and I also felt like it brought you to a place that it wasn't like you blamed yourself, and I and it didn't. That's not what I felt. It was just the experience itself where I was like, how do I ever find the key to the keyhole again? You know, so I can open that door, so I can go, so I can come out on the other side. And because I saw this thing grow and it didn't grow, I thought that it's almost like I would say this is one of the situations where I feel like, oh my God, we're gonna get married, we're gonna have children, we're gonna move in together, we're gonna travel the world, whatever that big dream may have been. And but it just seemed like it just couldn't happen. So I like what you said about Rosalie meaning a Cancer, Pisces, or Scorpio, that would carry their heart in their sleeves and be able to be more, create more of what feels like a home. So saying that, I would say that moving further ahead and sort of healing that aspect, and I get this feeling that you have actually worked on it and that it is healing within you, and it's something because it's almost like you were very conscious of the situation and you decided that you needed to move that away and then move forward. I feel that you're literally at that new bridge right now, and thank God it's there. You were talking about taking that leap of faith, and then you know the bridge's gonna be there, or you know you are gonna be safe. We're gonna rescue you. I see the bridge right in front of her. That it will be. There's like a Indiana Jones, you know, where he takes that leap of faith, you know, and then the bridge is there. And it's sort of the same thing I see here for you, Rosalia, that you take that leap of faith, and then it's gonna be Judgment Day. And this is gonna sound funny because it sounds kind of scary that it's gonna be Judgment Day, but that's not what I mean in the sense. It's just that you are gonna feel vindicated with the choices you're going to make in order to find your life partner or the partner that you want. I feel that you're going to be with, if he's not already around you, because I also sense there's a person from the past that seems to pop up his head or pop up their head, and it's a very sweet, sweet connection. But I don't necessarily sense that this is somebody you have met at this point. But it seems like there's a return of lost love coming back to you that you are going to want to investigate and maybe also invest in a little bit more, and is mutual, and is mutual. There.
I love that.
And Ginger, can you believe it? We're gonna get kicked out of here very soon
I
by Jay.
know. Time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah, and this was a lot of fun, Ginger, to have you on. And I
True.
really mean it. Well, we are still going to do our little thing that we talked about. We could explain it now, but we're not. But we do have plans for the future where you're going to come back on my radio and we're going to open up this whole Scandinavian gateway or the Nordic gateway, right?
I
So,
love it. Thank you.
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, you're still gonna come on and do that. But before I let you go, could you please tell me, or please tell the listeners where they can find you, what you got coming up? I know your radio show is before me every Wednesday, so please.
Oh, thank you. So they can find me at 12listen.com. If I'm not there, please leave a callback or chat back request. I have a variety of email and time-based services. They can also find me at HeartScopes. I do that once a month, and the Power Peak weekly. So thank you so much, Oliver. I've had a great time, and can't wait to be back again and join you again.
I feel that this is something that needs to be much longer than it was, but hey, that's how it always goes. So thank you so much, Ginger. We're
Thank
gonna do
you.
this again. I
I
believe we're
love
gonna
it.
do this.
Thank you.
I want to thank all you beautiful listeners out there. Thank you so much for stopping by to have a fun time with both Ginger and I, and of course Jay. And thank you, Jay, for producing. And also, you can find me over at 12listen, where I am daily. And go over to Wellness Beyond Intuition on Instagram, and you'll meet the Sea of Valhalla. You'll meet the gatekeepers. You will soon discover my new website, and you'll also soon discover new moon meditations. But there's so much going down the pipeline there. But for now, before Raven comes on and Raven's a rabbit hole, I think it's time for us to say hi to our friends over at Cosmic Renewal, and we'll talk next week.
You are an unstoppable river, an eternal spirit that never ceases. The rocks may challenge you, but you flow around them. You rise above them. Your strength lies not in what others see, but in what burns within you. Faith in your dreams, the fire of your beliefs. You are unbreakable. Your path knows no boundaries, because true power always flows from within.